Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Encouraging wage growth, but small businesses still struggling to fill jobs. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Ullern for David Brancaccio. We get the monthly jobs report for August later this morning. Now, employers added nearly 2 million jobs in June and July. And a big question looms as to whether that recent strength will be sustained as the economy continues to reopen. One thing that seems likely to continue, though, is relatively strong wage growth. Average hourly earnings were up 4% year-to-year in July. That's much higher than was typical in the years between the Great Recession and the pandemic. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
As service businesses have rushed to reopen in recent months, they've been offering signing bonuses and higher starting pay to get staffed up. And Kate Bonn at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth says that's pushed wages higher.
Particularly among workers in low-wage sectors that had lost the most jobs early in the pandemic, hospitality and leisure, and particularly restaurant workers.
And economist Jay Shambaugh at George Washington University says many low-wage service workers don't want to go back to their old jobs at their old pre-pandemic wages.
They don't feel quite as desperate that they're just going to take anything they can get, and they're looking for a better job at a better wage.
He says job seekers also have more options now.
You know, maybe you used to work for $8 or $9 an hour in a restaurant, but now there's an Amazon warehouse nearby where you can make $18.
The pandemic has also thrown workers a curveball. For now, sharply rising prices are eating away at the higher wages workers are earning. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The availability of COVID-19 vaccines varies widely from country to country, and in recent months, the shortage of vaccines and the challenges of slow rollouts have sparked a trend in vaccine tourism. The U.S. has allowed visitors from countries not affected by travel restrictions to get vaccines for free at airports and pharmacies, and this has lured in visitors from around the world. The BBC's Cindy Su, who recently traveled from Taiwan to San Francisco, has more on the number of Taiwanese traveling to the West Coast to get a jab.
A lot of people did take their fate, their health into their own hands by coming to the U.S. to get vaccinated, especially during the summer months when, you know, their kids were off school. Entire families came here, some of them, you know, with teenage kids who qualify to get the vaccinations. A large number of people who booked these longer flight itineraries where they would stay in the U.S. for 1 month or a little bit more to get the two-shot vaccines such as Pfizer or Moderna. And some of them also came for the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They would just fly into airports that offer the vaccines such as the San Francisco airport or LAX, the Los Angeles International Airport. And they would get off the flights and go straight to the medical clinic at the airports to get vaccinated. And some people even, you know, left on the same day.
That's the BBC's Cindy Su speaking with Vishala Sripathma on the Global Edition of Marketplace Morning Report. Now let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are also up in the 1-2% range, with the Dow future up 60 points. West Texas Intermediate and Brent Crude are both up today, trading above $70 a barrel. 90% of oil production in the Gulf Coast is offline as a result of Hurricane Ida. That storm also brought widespread fuel and power shortages to the region, which has gasoline refineries scrambling to keep up with demand. GasBuddy is reporting that more than a third of gas stations in the region are without fuel. The Institute for Supply Management will release its latest index on supply to the service sectors later this morning. That's for August. In July's survey, workers across industries expressed frustration about shipping delays, and we're already in peak holiday shipping season. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
For residents near the Port of Los Angeles, holiday shipping season is something you notice, usually at the end of summer.
I can see it right out my window. And today we have 18 container ships in port.
That's Gene Soroka, executive director for the Port of LA. He recently had a peak of 44 container ships waiting outside the breakwater to get into the port. There just isn't enough space to put the stuff they're carrying.
Our 2 billion square feet of warehousing from the shores of the Pacific to the desert region are overflowing with cargo.
Some importers anticipated backlogs and, to avoid them, got the holiday shipping season started early in July. Oliver McCrum is a wine importer. His business started stocking up on inventory in February, and they still ran into problems.
There was a gap when we got almost nothing for at least about 2 months, I would say. And then we've just recently had a flow of merchandise come in.
McCrum works out of ports in the Bay Area, but has encountered the same warehousing issues going on in LA and has made some compromises.
We were receiving some merchandise in New York and then shipping it across country using refrigerated containers. So that was more expensive, but it was really clearly necessary.
And the backlogs aren't just about wine and toys and other gifts for the holidays. Tom Derry, CEO of the Institute for Supply Management, says there are materials on ships that other sectors need.
We're talking about hospitality, higher education, the healthcare sector, and everything they're trying to move through.
Derry says the rush for holiday goods puts pressure on those industries, too.
They consume a lot of goods and services in order to deliver services.
Derry says we're now seeing the crest of the wave at the ports, but those delays will keep moving through the system to rail yards, warehouses, and potentially to consumers. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses says that half of U.S. small business owners reported unfilled job openings in August, as finding qualified workers remains an ongoing challenge. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolippio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.